Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. The first in the nation Iowa presidential caucuses are just about 1 month away, and candidates are returning to the state. Democratic presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar told potential Siouxland caucusgoers today that her campaign has surged since the December 19th debate. The Minnesota U.S. Senator told supporters at the Orpheum Theater that the financial boost has meant a lot to her campaign.
After that last debate, we raised over $1 million in small contributions within 24 hours. So we're seeing a total surge that's allowed us to double our staff in the state of Iowa.
Klobuchar says her campaign is also adding staff in early voting states like South Carolina, Nevada, and New Hampshire. Klobuchar says it's important for Democrats to win not only the presidency, but federal, state, and local offices as well. Around 175 people attended Klobuchar's town hall meeting at the Orpheum Theater today in Sioux City. And this morning, a few Sioux City leaders took the oath of office at City Hall.
Right hand and repeat after me. I, Robert E. Scott, do solemnly swear.
I, Robert E. Scott, do solemnly swear
that I will approve.
Mayor Bob Scott was sworn in for a third consecutive term. He also served as mayor in the 1990s. Also new to the council, the owner of Soho Kitchen and Bar, Julie Shaner.
I'd like to say a special thanks to everyone who helped me with my run for this office.
Shaner beat incumbent Rhonda Capron in November. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.